down
this call
now.
Is being recorded.
Planet. Beautiful blue planet. This beautiful crystalline planet. And as you're looking at this planet, also be aware of all of the ships that we have out here. All of the millions of ships that are all cloaked at this point. But because you are outside of the physical realm, you can now see all of the ships. Be aware of them. Be aware especially of the New Jerusalem, the ship that I and Sananda and all of those that work with us find ourselves stationed on at this time. Now let us send energy down through you as the conduit. Send energy down through you into the Christ grid. That this energy moves around the entire planet, filling the planet, engulfing the planet, then sending this energy down from the grid, down to the planet. See it falling as energy, as rain. As it meets with the earth, it begins to sweep across the planet as an energy wave, a shift of consciousness. This consciousness goes everywhere. Everyone feels this consciousness wave as it moves slowly across the planet. But as it continues to move across the planet, see it gaining momentum, moving faster and faster. Just as if it was a tsunami. Tsunami that kept going and going and going. It gains momentum as it goes. And as each individual life form here on this planet feel this energy come into them, know that they are beginning to experience the oneness, the connection. Many at this point are then beginning to remember who they are, why they are here. Whereas before, they went about their daily lives with seemingly no cares in the world. Now, as this energy wave moves across, the consciousness begins to fill into their bodies, into their minds, into their hearts, begin to awaken, just as you yourselves have already awakened. Now they are beginning to awaken as well. Shift. Consciousness shift, moving across the entire planet, filling any areas wherever there is darkness still. There is then only light, only love. In out, you drift back from wherever you find yourselves, back toward the pillar of light, back down toward your physical body. As you enter your physical body, bring that oneness, that consciousness shift back in with you. feel it as it moves into your body, as you move back into your body. Feel your consciousness becoming alive now within your physical body. Your body, your physical body responding to this consciousness, responding to this love, this oneness. Now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. I come to be with you at this time, in this moment, to bring you certain news. News that is forthcoming across the planet. News that we, those of us in the ships, have been aware of for some time. We have been expecting, working toward this moment of freedom, this moment of freedom for the planet, for all of those of you on the planet. Yes, there are those moments where strife still continues, where fear still rises, just as it did recently. But also, just as we have been saying for some time now, there is no reason to fear. Fear is not real. Fear is only a part of this illusionary process. It's only as real as you make it, as real as your programming has made it over the many lifetimes. But know that everything is in control. Those of us, those of the Pleiadian fleet, we all have control over this situation at this point. Not to the point where we interfere with your free will, but to the point where we can intercept anything that comes to the planet from outside, or even that is sent from another part of the planet that has fearful ramifications with it. For this will not be allowed, just as it is not being allowed at this time. And those that still attempt to work with these old ways, these old paradigm ways of bringing fear, of bringing catastrophes, of bringing chaos, they now are beginning to realize more and more that their time is over, their days are numbered. Many of them at this point are beginning to turn back toward the light. Because when faced with the choice of coming back to the light or being consumed by the light, you can imagine what they would mostly choose. But there are those that are yet stubborn, that hold off. That is their choice. That is their free will. And we will not interfere with their free will, just as we will not interfere with yours. But know this, that all is coming together. All is in the process now of completion. Will begin to see more and more evidence of this. Those of you that require proof, those of the planet's population that require proof, will be receiving it more and more now. Those of you that already believe will now begin to see more and more of all that you have been creating up until this time. For you, each one of you, are creating the new golden age every moment in front of you. With every single thought that you have, you are creating the new earth. You are creating your new existence here on and in this planet. Many of you long for those times when you can find yourselves here with us in these ships. And we'll reunite once again with those of your families, of your brothers and sisters. We're all as a part of the oneness, and you are all the oneness. I am Ashtar. I leave you now, but we'll be back shortly, for there are many things that are about to transpose. All of my peace be with you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Greetings.
How are you all doing?
I'm doing okay.
Feeling good?
Yes.
Feeling wonderful? Yes. Feeling one? Yes, we hear in the background.
Yes.
Feeling
yes.
Groovy?
Yes.
Feeling good. Good. Good.
That is good. You need to be feeling good. You need to be focusing more and more on feeling good. There are those moments that you have where you feel what you call down in the dumps and depressed and all of this. But when you look at it from a higher point of view, what good does that do? What good does it do to have those down, depressed feelings and linger in those feelings? Yes, we know you're going to have them at times. Certainly, yes, have them. But then have it and be gone with it. Be done with it. Do not wallow in it. In your past programming, you have learned to wallow in your self-pity and all of these kinds of things. But there is no need to do that anymore. Feel it for a moment and then let it go. Move on. Find the joy. Just simply turn it around. Turn off the one switch and turn on the other switch. That is all you need to do. It is that simple, if you allow for that process to happen. But so many of you have been programmed for so long to feel the feelings within you and become awash with them. But really, when you really look at this, what good does it do you? Where does it bring you? Yes, you hear many times, oh, have your feelings, have them, be in them, do not squash them. And that is true. Have the feelings. That is what we're saying. Have them, but not for long. Do not hold on to them. We're talking, of course, about what you might call the more negative feelings that are there within you. The positive ones, have them a lot. Enjoy. Be in joy. As we say many times, if you are feeling a little bit down in the dumps, go outside. Feel the sunlight come on to you. Feel the pranic energy entering through your spinal cord. Yes, that is something you are going to learn to do. If you have not already done it, and most of you have not, learn to feel the energy come in from the sun. Feel it come in through the top of your spinal system, very near the neck area. And it penetrates, that energy penetrates into you. And it can sustain you. It can sustain you. But only if you know it about it and believe it. But that is not something you need to be concerned about now. Just when you have the opportunity, be aware of what you are taking into your body. The foods, the drinks, all of this, be aware of it. But do not become feeling guilty about it. That is where the real rub comes from here, where you begin to feel guilty. I had a piece of pie. Oh my goodness, why did I do that? Or a piece of cake or ice cream or whatever it might be. We know this one, James loves ice cream. Have it. Enjoy it. Not to overdoing it, though. Everything in moderation. This is what we're trying to tell you now. Everything in moderation. And when you have those bad feelings, those negative down feelings, move on past them. Let them go. They are not helping you. All they do is bring your vibration down. Why would you want to bring your vibration down when you are working so hard to bring them up? Be in the higher vibrations. Be the higher vibrations. Do you have questions here for one who serves now?
Hello, one
yes,
who serves.
Win.
Oh, we got both got in there then. You want to go first?
Go ahead.
It's absolutely fine. No. Please.
Okay, one who serves. This is Melinda Siebold. I was just wondering if you could explain the Bible verse, the first shall be last and the last first, for many shall be called and few chosen.
I think you mostly already know what this means in terms of working with the those of you, the light workers, the light warriors, the first, hold please, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So what has been going for some time here where the first are always attempting to be the first? They are the elite. They are the cabal. They are the ones that have been in control. But what Yeshua was saying in that verse that you are speaking of is that the last, those of you, the meek shall inherit the earth. Those of you are this meek. Those of you are the last. Those of you will move to the first, to the front. You are the vanguard. You are the ones that are foreshadowing all that is coming ahead here. You are the ones that are leading the charge, you might say. That is what that is meant by that.
Okay, well, I actually did know that, but I guess I wanted to hear you say that.
Yes.
And so that's good. Okay.
And you are the chosen ones as well. So.
Yes. Well, you know, we're humbled by nature, and it's hard to take it all in.
Hold, please. Many are called, and few are chosen. And
yes.
Few, and in this case, that was certainly speaking of you, the chosen ones, you, the ones that came, that are the 144,000, and all of this. You have heard this before in many different ways, many different times, but you, those of you, chose to be here and were chosen to be here. Out of the many millions and millions that also wanted to be here. Now please understand, there is a shortage of bodies here on this planet. Many want to come here, especially at this time, to be here and to be awakened in this wonderful, amazing time that is ahead here and is even in the now at this point. But so many are not able to at this point. So you are the chosen ones. You are the ones that are able to be here now. But also understand that when you speak of the bodies that are here, the 7-something billion people that are here, and if what would happen if you would suddenly have regeneration of all of your bodies and no more dying and no more illness and sickness and all of this, and the bodies, there would still continue to be many births and there would be no deaths. So eventually you could see that there would be what you might call an overpopulation happening here. But that will not happen because those that are not wanting to be here will not need to be here anymore. You can go to other planets, other solar systems, even other galaxies. So there will never, ever be an overpopulation situation here, you see? We know we go off the tangent here, but it was important to say this because there are people out there that have been wondering about this. You know who you are and have not asked this question, but we are answering it anyway here.
Well, thank you, because, yes, I'm one of those who has wondered about that, even myself. So then I have one more question, if I may.
Please hold. We need to move on, and then we'll come back to you if you have another question.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions here from others?
Hello. Hello, the one who says, this is Rhea. Blessings, dear heart. It was wonderful that you brought up about the spinal column because it acts as an antenna as well. It's an antenna, isn't it? Almost like an antenna, an energetic antenna. And it was interesting that you brought that up because, again, I was thinking about the spinal column. And, you brought it up. So power of consciousness there. And my question was, I was a little bit perplexed about a channeler who's talking at the moment, she channels Michael a lot. And she says that Michael's saying that it's a state of emergency. And I'm a little bit perplexed about that because I'm not really feeling that it's a massively state of emergency. So I wonder if you could shed some light on that. Her name is what's her name? Christine Preston. But she generally does speak to Michael. I do know that. But I was a little bit perplexed because I guess I'm not feeling what she's feeling. So or I'm not downloading what she's downloading. So. But the thing is, what she's doing is she's putting it out to the collective, and if it's the wrong information, you have to be really careful. So just what's your take on that for the collective?
We are a little bit perplexed here in what you mean by state of emergency. What is state of emergency here?
Yeah, me too. That's the thing. It's a channeled message that comes onto YouTube, and a lot of people are listening to it, and she's saying that Lord Michael is saying that there's been a state of emergency on the planet, which we're very aware of because it's not really, we've been in it for a long time. But what's perplexing is this whole fear part of the state of emergency. And the thing is, people who are just waking up, we're awake, we're very awake, we're very aware. But for people who are just waking up and they hear that, it's a little bit of fear mongering. I do worry for the rest of the collective.
Now we
do you
would
understand
ask
what I'm trying
question.
To say?
Now we would ask you a
yeah.
question. In order to answer your question, we need to ask you this question. How do you feel when you hear a term, there is now a state of emergency?
I always speak to my higher self. I says, I can't,
no,
I don't
no,
feeling it.
That's not what we were asking here. How do you feel when you hear this?
When I hear that someone says there's a state of emergency, I almost think that there's not a state of emergency. It's not.
Yes, but what we are getting to here is when someone hears this idea of state of, there's an emergency now, state of emergency,
panic.
You feel panic,
fear.
You feel fear.
Fear.
Now, how would that be something that would be beneficial to those of you here on the planet to have the fear? You see, that is exactly what we're moving away from, is this sense of fear. So we would never come and say, in terms of this, that there is now a state of emergency to the planet, because that only brings up fear. You see?
Absolutely.
So
and this is why
be.
I'm like...
Always,
yeah.
Always, whenever you hear any type of channeling or any messages of any kind, feel how it is to you at that point. How does it resonate within you? If it brings up fear, then it is not true. It is not something that carries truth in it. There may be some truth to it, but not fully here, you see. There is never 100% in any of these messages. Whether what we are saying now is never 100% as it comes through a filter that is here on the planet. In this case, it is the one James. In the case you spoke of, it was another one. And so on and so on. In all of the various channeled messages, there is much truth in much of it, but not completely. There is much truth in all of the various intelligence that comes forth, but not completely. You see? So this is where you need to use discernment. But we will say to you, there is no state of emergency anywhere at this point on the for the planet here. Maybe for certain areas, yes, certainly. Just as there was prematurely, you might say, for the area of Hawaii, of what occurred there. But that was kept from happening, certainly. So it was not anything to be concerned about. But there was a message that was sent out and brought fear. And this is what the cabal wanted here. They wanted this fear to be brought out. They wanted much more. They wanted to actually create a war situation, be able to blame one area of the planet that they are responsible so that they could create a war here. But of course, that was not ever going to be allowed, just as it will never be allowed, just as none of these major types of catastrophes, calamities that could be created by man will not happen. You see?
Yeah, no, wonderful. That's the thing. I'm laid back about it. I mean, if I get any more laid back, I'll be on my back, if you know what I mean. But I totally get what you're saying, because that's the thing, is that other people, when they read this, my problem is why are these channelers who, and this information is filtered like a coffee, isn't it, coming through a coffee filter? All the energy and information is filtered through the channel, which I know, and I express to many people, just discern that information because it's filtered information. Go within. But it's people who are just waking up. The new people are waking up and they're listening to this channeler, and then they're going to be slightly fearful, or, you know, they need to use their discernment. It's just a little bit, I get a little bit perplexed with these channelers who are coming on, putting their stuff on YouTube and putting a bit of fear into the new people waking up, which is a bit naughty. So I see right through it. It's the other people. So I wanted this when on this phone call now, when everybody hears what we're talking about, they can understand they must use discernment, and that, you know, it's a fearful thing what was being said there to a degree, but it's all filtered, and just to remember that, and you've put everything in perspective for the collective, so thank you.
Very good, yes. Moving on now, other questions here?
Yes, Winnie, sir, I have a question.
Yes.
We had a discussion beforehand about crystals, and I'm sure there's probably going to be other questions that want to be asked. But I got a message like that I should ask this. The cabal and maybe the other people from other planets who visit here, they all have a thing they call quasi-crystals, where they combine two elements and then fast freeze them and makes a crystal. And I was just wondering if you could give us an idea how that works, what it does to the crystal lattice or whatever that makes it work. That's a good question to ask.
What we can tell you on this is that crystal technology is something that was here within the planet for a very long time. You had it in Atlantis. It is there within the inner Agarthan areas within the planet. And Talos and all of this continue to use this crystalline technology because it is akin to the Earth. It is akin to the planet here. And working with these crystals is working with the planet's energy. Whenever you work with crystals, you are working directly with Gaia's energy. This is what you may not be aware of. But the energy is multiplied or amplified, rather, through these crystals. And this crystalline technology is coming back to the planet. You had it here in Atlantis, certainly, and you're going to have it here again. It is a part of the process here. Now, as to the crystals and all this technology coming from the galactics, from the other civilizations, certainly, yes, they all work with these energies. They all know how to work with them, and they are continuing to do this and will bring their energy technology as well to the planet. So you not only have the energy or the technology that has been created and held back here on the planet, but you will also have all of the technology coming from the galactic civilizations that will be visiting here as well. There's a lot to look forward to, but there is a lot to be in the now as well. So always, we always reiterate this. Don't only look to the future as your salvation. Look to the now, the moment you are in, and live every moment as if it were your last. Okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Very good. Other questions here?
One who serves. This is Laura from Australia.
Yes.
I'm reading a book at the moment by Mark Pickham saying that Sedona is the crystal city and the city of the star people. Was it part of Lemuria?
Very interesting question you ask here. Sedona and that area was what you would call an outpost of that Lemurian and Atlantean as well at times. And this is a very energetic area, and you are correct in that the first city of light will materialize there above Sedona and be then a part of that area as well as the times go here. As the frequencies continue to rise, more people are going to begin, especially even in this next year here, this year you are in, people are going to begin to able to see the City of Light with their physical eyes as these changes continue to develop here. And as more people begin to see through that veil that they think is still there, but as you are beginning to know more and more, it is not there anymore. It is only there based on your programming. But you will, those of you, if you go to the Sedona area, you will be able to begin in the later parts of this year, as we find it more so, that you will begin to be able to see that which others are not able to see.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes.
Wendy Furs, I have a question for you about our ascension process.
He is driving or something there. Please mute your phone if there is. Yes, now we can hear you.
So as we transmute and heal and stay in the trainings of connecting to our source or our higher self on a regular basis, we're adding to the ascension process by helping others to awaken and connect to their higher self as well, using our crystals to connect with our guides, things of that nature. Looking ahead, this might be linear, but looking ahead to when the landings occur or the first contacts, second contacts, et cetera, where we meet some of our star family, maybe this year, maybe next year, et cetera. The question I have is, when the guides get here, we are the guides, or when our manifestor mentors get here, we're to continue with our mission and to help with the planet. I kind of feel, well, here's my question, is it, there's 7 billion on the planet, and with all the light workers working together, we're going to need backup, right? You guys are helping us, but above, but when you come here, we're going to be able to help with, it's like, what are we going to be doing? You know, that's kind of like my question, is it where we're going to be doing more healing work across the planet? You know, it's just somehow it's, I don't see that vision, and I'm curious, maybe it's not meant for me to know what we're to do later.
We understand your question. Yes, we understand your question. And we would say to you that your missions will become more and more clear to you as you continue to move through this transition process. And as your missions become clear to you, you will begin then to move into them and begin to work with them. And those things you are wondering now will become crystal clear at that time. And we use that terminology purposefully here, crystal clear.
Unintended.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Trust the process.
Yes, trust the orchestration process. Everything is being orchestrated here. Say this many different times, but just to know that this is the case. You are beginning to see the beginnings of this. More and more you are seeing what we have been saying for some time now, and the materializations of these things are coming in now. The various arrests, the ending of the chemtrails, that is something that is coming as well. We know that was spoken of here earlier in your discussion, and that is something that is coming. It is in the process now, you might say. It will be ending. And there are many other things, that all of this technology and all of these things are going to be coming forth. First as a trickle, and then as a flow begin to come into the planet. Okay? Any other questions here?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This isn't my question. This is someone that wrote in with a question. It says here, I've been hearing about cryptocurrency, and some people are saying that it's a strategy from the cabal to prevent the GCR. But other people and talk radio shows are saying that it's part of the digital money coming to the new banking system. But the process to buy coins is very strict to prevent that the money does not fall into the black market. Can you tell us what is the correct path of cryptocurrency? Is that part of the GCR for future currency exchange?
As we look at this situation, we would say to you that, as we have been saying, everything is being orchestrated. Now, to understand specifically, though, about this type of technology or this type of financial remuneration, you might say, that is coming in, it is not a part of the light worker, light warrior community. It is not a part of what the Alliance is bringing in. The Alliance, those that are working for the light, are working toward the eventual movement away from money completely as a need for transfer. But in this transition that you are moving through, there is a need for it still currently. So it is always about balance here. And the idea where money is backed by that which is precious metals, gold, silver, all of this, is the way that it is going to go. That was the way it was meant to be in the beginning, because it is backed by something. It has meaning to it. Your paper money as it is has no meaning whatsoever except what you give it, you see? And what has been given it over the time has created such an imbalance in this situation here that it cannot continue. So this use of coming to other types of currency, cryptocurrency, as you are calling it here, is something that is being brought out by the cabal because they want to go to a completely cashless society. They want to still be in control, and they can control this type of thing, even though what you hear is that they cannot. Even though that what you hear is that it is very safe, it is not. It is not something that, it is something that can be manipulated here. But it is being told to you that it cannot be. This is the conundrum, you might say, that is being brought out here. So, in answer more fully, directly to your question, this cryptocurrency is more by the cabal than it is by the forces of light. The forces of light are working diligently toward bringing this money situation into being backed by precious metals. And the precious metals, by the way, are in the trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and gazillions and whatever you want to call it here. There is so much abundance here on the planet in this gold and precious metals and jewels and all of this. It is beyond your imagination how much that is. There is no shortage of this. Yes, thank you.
There's that one thing that came to mind to me. There is manipulation.
That is correct. Where there is greed, there is always going to be manipulation. But your new golden age will move beyond the idea of greed here. There will be no need for it. Think, and just for a moment, imagine every household across the planet has the replicator, and they can you can replicate anything that you want. Not just tea, as in Star Trek. Tea, black tea. Earl Grey, hot, yes. Not just that, but anything. And if you can replicate anything, if you want to replicate a $100 bill or a $1,000 bill, do it. But what good will it do you? It won't be any need for it anymore. If you want to replicate a block of gold?
Pound of gold.
Pound of gold? What good would that do you? You will not need it anymore. You see, you can replicate anything that you want. So all of this, all of this talk about cryptocurrency and gold-backed and everything is only part of the transition here now. But you will all move past this transition. And as you continue to move through the ascension process, all of this will become mute.
I have a question, one who served.
Moot. Everything will become moot here, yes. We got terminology mixed up here.
One who serves, I have a question, please. Some of us in the group live in California, and California has been very hard hit recently this year, last year, with fires and mudslides and floods and various things. And I want to just get a picture of California in the near future. I know that Los Angeles is the city of angels, but can we talk about California? Because we've been so hard hit here.
Yes. What we can tell you is that California, that area of the country, was part of the Lemurian continent at one point. It was very close to it. They were able to move freely across from one area to the other. And the energies there in the California are still the Lemurian energies, you see? Also in the Mount Shasta area, certainly as well. And all of this that you are experiencing there now is because of the energies that are still held there, still trapped there, you might say, from the sinking of Lemuria, the sinking of the continent of Mu at those times. And the the fear and all of that that went with it at that point. There is much that is happening because of this, because of the energetic situation that is there. But all of this will be curtailed or will be moved. You will move through this without the fear that is accompanying this, if you allow it. If you continue to have the fear will continue to bring these energies up. And as these energies are brought up, it will continue to bring up these various changes there in the area. Now, certainly the Cabal has known this for a time period here, long time. And they have been doing their part to work with these energies and create these catastrophes that are happening there. So they are a big part of this. There is, of course, the planet herself, Gaia herself, that is also doing some of this because of a cleansing process that is needed here. There is much in the way, though, of energetic conditions here. We are giving you something here that has not been yet given here as we find it, in terms of the connection here with the Lemuria.
That makes total sense. So we might likely have more of a continuation, potentially, of this?
Potentially, based on the way things are right now, yes, there may be some more of these types of situations based on the probability that is right now. But that couldn't shift. That can change. That just as you have been able to work with hurricanes and things of this nature before, you can do this with those things which are happening there in California as well. In terms of drought, in terms of rain, in terms of fires, and all of this. Fire is a little bit more difficult, though, because much of this was created here.
Yes.
One who says, I got a question about the fires. Were we seen lasers and things of that nature? Was that Cabal against Cabal, or was that Alliance or Galactic?
That is what we are saying here. Yes. It was predetermined, you might say, by those of the Cabal here. To create the situations that have been there in the California, in terms of the drought area, in terms of holding off the rain, in terms of making it very dry there, so that then they could start the fires here. Part of this was to take attention away from much else that was happening. Certainly, they want to take attention away from everything that is involved in their coming out of the shadows. But they cannot hold this off any longer. And they will be brought out of the shadows completely and will be brought to, not want to say the term trial here, but they will be brought to atone for their those things which they have done up to this point.
And thank you for that, one concern. And adding to that, with the replacement of, let's say, the Congress that's, you know, been corrupt and been part of the Cabal, et cetera, and they're being replaced or they're being re-educated or transmuted, et cetera, there's an opportunity for new government and new leadership to come into place. Is that something that we're to, you know, look forward to and to expect the changes in government, basically, from out with the old and in with the new?
Absolutely, yes. You are going to experience this most likely in this early part of this year. You are going to begin to more the middle part to the toward the later part of this year. You will experience much of this changeover within your government.
Yay.
And again, this Yay. Is all based on current situation now, based on possibility and probability here.
One who serves, can I just ask one very last question? It's quite important. This is about social housing, government housing. A lot of people around the world are given government housing or social housing. I'm not sure what the termination is in America, where the government will give you a house. It's not your house, it's a government house. Or a council house or a housing association property. And you can live in it, but you obviously have to pay rent, but it's like a housing association. Now, there are small governments or small councils that obviously build these houses and give them out to vulnerable people. Are those houses, flats, apartments, houses around the world that these governments own or small councils own, are they going to give that housing to the people? There's so much housing and many people in them. Are they going to give that to the people who live in those houses? Like the governments are going to have be paid off, I don't know, by gold or possibly jewels.
All of this is part of the transition here that you are speaking of, where those that are homeless will be given shelter and all of this initially, in the, more in the beginnings part here, to bring the balance. It is all, again, about balance. So those that are homeless, those that have no food, have no water, will be given this. And it will come from not the governments necessarily, but from the people. And it will be brought about by the projects that are in the works here. When the money is released in this transition here, when the money is released, these projects will begin to take care of all of these types of situations you are speaking of. And the idea of owning something will become something that you are not concerned about anymore. You will not need to own anything, because if you own something, then someone can take that away from you. And that will not be the case. There will not be any need for this. Certainly, when you have the replicators, you replicate a home you want. And when you go beyond the replicators, when you go beyond the replicators and you are able to use your own imagination and visualization process to create anything that you want, you can create a home anywhere you want. You can create it here on this planet. You can create it on another planet. You can have it on many different planets if you want. You can do anything you want, you see. This is the freedom we're speaking of. This is the freedom that Ashtar spoke of briefly there. The freedom that is coming here. This is what you are looking forward to.
Absolutely. I've seen visions of the replicators replicating houses or buildings for people to live in. And
it is already happening at another level here. It is already happening at another level in terms of your 3D printers that are beginning here.
Yeah.
They are even able to print homes right now in the China area. They are printing entire buildings. Can you imagine? That is just the forerunning. That is just the forerunning of the replicators here. There is so much technology that is coming. You are going to be amazed here. What is
going to
be happening? But
when
you can
mention the replicators.
This is what we want
to
make sure that you understand here.
Please.
You can wait. And you must wait. But you must not sit back and wait for this and do nothing in the process. Don't give up your jobs. Don't give up your relationships thinking the ships are coming and you're going to be taken up on the ships and all of this. It might happen, but do not expect it at this point. Just be ready for it as these things develop. That is what we need to help you to understand. Everything is being orchestrated and everything is will develop as it needs to. So just be in the right place at the right moment at the right time and everything will take care of itself. Go with the flow. With the always the way to do this here. Just go with the flow. We need to move on here. Are there any other questions before we release channel?
Yes, one who serves. This is Lorelei. How are you?
Yes.
I know you're always great.
Always. Joyful. Great. Yes.
Okay, so I've been working my five rights and doing spinning, and I do a fair lot of spinning and my five rights. And what happens is, like at one point, my hand had an issue with it, you know. So now I had to like sort of pull back on that particular thing that I was doing. And then I started having an issue with my neck a couple days ago. And so I had to, you know, pull back on that. And now this morning I felt an issue with my knee. And it occurred to me that, oh my goodness, am I being targeted? Like, am I being like little parts pulled, you know, being targeted somehow so that I slow the hell down by something? Is, and I kind of got that experience because everything that was happening was like, this will take me out of the game for this exercise. This will take me out of the game for this exercise. And so I'm wondering, well, number one, is that possible? Can that be done as we are ascending, that the dark forces would actually target and start to like try to slow us down in that way? And what's something that I can say to get that to go away, if there is such a thing?
It would only be targeted if you had purpose here for the cabal to target you, but you are not. So you do not need to be concerned about that. As a matter of fact, all of you that are here on the phone and here in the room do not have to be concerned about that because you have much protection. And you are also not on their radar as a personality. You may be on their radar as a group, but not as personalities. So no concern there. Now, what is occurring here? Let us finish here. What is happening here with you, though, with what you are doing and spinning and all of this, this is wonderful, but it is exactly what we spoke of here in earlier times, where we spoke of taking heaven by storm. So when you are doing these things, you are speeding up the process here with the Kundalini energy. And the Kundalini energy is so powerful, it can completely overcome your entire your central nervous system here. And if it does this, it is going to create problems, just as it is doing. But they are just minor problems at this point. Aches, pains, different neck aches, things like this are just a part of the process here as you are going through this. Not something to be concerned about, but something to be aware of. And as you are doing, you're dialing it back, you might say, and this is what your higher self is having you do here by giving you these various symptoms that you are having. Because it is your higher self is telling you to hold off a little bit, back off a little bit, and then resume. But do not resume too fast, too much, because you are doing it prematurely in some respects here. If you suddenly begin to do spinning where you have not done it before, that can bring about ramifications that you are not ready for. Also, you do not have a teacher that is right there working with you in a physical body. As of yet, your mentors are coming, but they are not there yet your term here, in the physical body, to help you through this process. So you have your higher self, certainly, and that is what you are listening to and being guided by here. So that is what we would suggest to you here. Continue to do it in the way you are doing it. Feel the symptoms and back off a little bit, and then go back to it and back off again. But you may even want to dial down the spinning a little bit, maybe too much for you. But that is up to you.
Okay. I appreciate it. And I just wanted to double check too, because I thought I got the message that there was some outside, outside intervention, if you will. Because I do have a little bit of a name that I'm accumulating for myself in the world of having people move forward in life and personal growth and development. And I wondered if that was starting to show up. That's another question.
Not enough for you to be concerned about. If they haven't taken out David Wilcock yet, I think you do not have anything to be concerned about.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, and I thought they had some ways to do it though that were sort of inside you, like that they implanted in us, not necessarily like, you know, that they're saying let me target so and so, but that implanted in us could be some kind of implant that if they saw we were getting to a certain place, they would start to throw stuff at us.
We have spoken of this before in another time here where we spoke of these implants, and they are not something to be concerned about. They have been taken care of. For those of you, the light workers, the light warriors, you have much protection. There are instances where certain ones draw attention to themselves, and then they can be targeted in this sense. But it is not something for you who is asking this question, or for any of you at this point that are here with us that are part of this group, have anything to be concerned about. We are very much aware. We being those of us, the Ascended Masters, the Galactics, are very much aware of this group and all that you are doing here as a part of this. And all that you are, even more important here, all that you are going to be doing as a part of this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Any other questions here? Anything before we release channel?
Yes, one who serves, it's Melinda again. The Pleiadian that Barbara Marciniak channels has pointed out that Elon Musk's first name can be broken down into the word names El and On, which are both names for the Sumerian god Anu. And so my question is, what I find interesting is that Elon Musk, though, says that he doesn't even believe in God. So my question is Elon Musk some sort of a ray or emanation or something from Anu?
First of all, the El and An you are using is not in the terminology that you are getting here. The An is a universe, another universe. El is the El race that was here on this planet long ago. And they had evolved into the fourth and higher dimensions, fifth and higher dimensions. They seemingly were here, and then they were not here. And they moved beyond the three-dimensional experience, just as you are in the process of doing as well. So the idea of this one taking this name, Elan, is not something that you need to be concerned about. It is just a part of this process for this particular individual. It is not anything to do with the Anunnaki, as you are saying, but this one can go either way as we are finding it here. But we are not going to go into depths in terms of certain individuals. Certain times we will do that, but for this particular one, not at this point. So this, we do not like to use this terminology, but this needs to remain classified at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions here? We need to release channel. Then we release channels. No other message here. Chanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.